Like to go ahead and call the June 5th special board meeting to order. Madam Treasurer, if you'd go ahead and call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Will you join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to today's agenda?
Vice President Truex, there are no changes to the agenda.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to accept? Do we have to move?
So moved.
Second.
Shall we call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye. Okay, item 3.01, 3.02, and item 3.03 are all on for action. Do we have any discussion or motion? Would you like to talk about these items?
Sure. Vice President Truex, the middle level summer coordinators are finally, we've identified a staff member who's going to serve in those positions. Revenue source was allocated at, I believe, your meeting in February or March around summer school when you approved the summer school plan. So the money will come out of that plan that's been approved prior. We're happy to have some student employees this school year. Todd's been working really hard with the maintenance staff to fingerprint and identify some kids who can help us get some paintings and things done around the buildings and give them an opportunity to get some experience and to earn some money. So those students are on for your consideration tonight.
Have we ever done that before?
We have. Many, many years ago, we had student employees. I mean, many, many years ago.
Oh, so it hasn't been a while.
It hasn't been recently. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why did we decide to go back to?
Well, it makes sense to go back, but I can tell you, I think we went away from it. I think we got into some budget constraints, and as part of that, we did away with some of the planning and some of the work the students were able to do for us in the district.
I think it's one of the things we looked at. When you look at the overall cost of painting, you know, labor only, we're almost, you know, $100,000 a year. You know, we're 1.2 million gross square feet across the district. So there's a lot of space to maintain. I think there were some questions about some of the services we were getting. I think the amount of cost, we're saying, you know, what's a better way to do this, knowing that as we look at painting, it's kind of a general trades type of skill set. Some of the other needs we have with, you know, moving furniture, some of the other types of things, we felt that the student worker would be a nice experience. We met with Mr. Underwood, who talked about kind of the internship experience, talking about, you know, getting you know, kids involved in the different opportunities. And so we worked with him to, you know, not only having successful work experience for the student, you know, also allow them to get, you know, work experience as well as hopefully save some money at the end of all this. So for us, it felt like it could be a win-win. It's going to be a little painful, you know, day one. We started there at Summit High School this week, working through that. We're going to see some remnants of, you know, as we work through maybe a little bit of paint on the floor here or there. But overall, what we've seen from the students, from the camaraderie, the teamwork, I think, you know, we're utilizing some of our subs or our current bus drivers. You know, they're used to having a relationship with kids. It's just, it's been a really, really good experience so far. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of them are sweating pretty good today. So hopefully people make it through the summer. But I think we're off to a good start. And hopefully it's just something that we continue to leverage, move forward, and potentially look at even other opportunities.
Todd, who's Mr. Underwood?
Teacher at Encore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When you were saying you were working with him.
So yeah, he's one of our current teachers at Encore that does the internship types of programs and everything else. So he was the one we felt like a very logical choice. He helped us in the interview process to develop some of the front-end questionnaires. He's also helping to serve in a capacity to kind of help monitor some of the students if there's any performance issues, attendance, and everything else. So it's been, we're off to a good start. So.
Do we previously contract this out, or?
We have. We've used Sunship Painting the last 2 or 3 years. Typically, prior to that, we used to do a one-stop shop. Prior to that, we started buying the product separately and then contracting just the labor.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, we'll continue to buy the product directly, and then we're utilizing the student workers to help with this. So we'll see. We bit off a lot this year, but I'm confident we'll be able to make a dent in our needs across the district.
All right, these are on for action. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Cornero?
We're voting for like 01 or 2 or 03.
That is correct.
Aye.
And Mr. Truex.
Aye. Item 4.01 is executive session to go over items A2, A3, A8, and E, sub-A. Do we have a motion for executive session, please?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye. And we'll go into executive session. So,